This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget to email me, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Now, let's go ahead and tackle this one. This is from the Epoch Times. The Supreme Court will decide if Trump gets disqualified from the 2024 race under the 14th Amendment. According to Adam Schiff on the news saying things like
this. The 14th Amendment, Section 3, is pretty clear. If you engage in acts of insurrection or rebellion against the government, or you give aid and comfort to those who do, you are disqualified from running. It doesn't require that you be convicted of insurrection. It just requires that you have engaged in these acts. It's a disqualification from holding office again. And it fits Donald Trump to a T. I think this will be tested.
You're probably screaming. That's ridiculous. Schiff's a piece of trash. She's a liar. That's crazy. And you're 100% right about all that. Yes, it's true. It doesn't change what they're telling us. The communists doesn't care about right and wrong, rules, the Constitution, ridiculous. He doesn't care about anything like that at all. None of those things enter his mind. The communist cares about power, destruction. I'm looking at a headline here. Fayetteville man, Arkansas dude, got arrested for his actions during January 6th. He didn't really do anything at all. He was close to a police officer on January 6th, didn't do anything to him. They showed up and surrounded the guy with weapons at Walmart. Enrique Terrio, he is the leader of the Proud Boys group. He was just sentenced 2 hours ago. He was just sentenced to 22 years in federal prison. They essentially told him he's the head of a terrorist group, a criminal organization. He was not even in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And he's going away for 2 decades because we live in a communist, late-stage republic where the political opponents of Democrats are destroyed for no reason and sent away for no reason. I don't know whether they will be able to pull off this crazy 14th Amendment thing and get Trump's name removed off the ballot. Remember, they only have to get it removed off the ballot in one or two swing states and it's over. The election's already over. I don't know whether or not they'll be able to pull that off. I don't know. But I do know this. When I first mentioned them doing it, my emails were full of a bunch of people telling me that's insane. It's insane. It's too insane. They would never. Jesse, it's crazy. Jesse, what are you talking about? And since that time, we've had multiple communists in this country, from House members like Schiff to secretaries of state, come out and vocalize their intention to at least look into it. So what I'm going to say is not I'm right or I was right. What I'm going to say is don't ever make the mistake of thinking there's some kind of horror that the communists will not visit on you in your country. There is no too far. The too far doesn't exist for an anti-human. It's not humanly possible. These people, when they speak, they mean it.
The 14th Amendment, Section 3, is pretty clear. If you engage in acts of insurrection or rebellion against the government, or you give aid and comfort to those who do, you are disqualified from running. It doesn't require that you be convicted of insurrection.
Yeah. All right, and that brings me to this. I'm going to get to some emails before I get to kind of the left-wing power behind the power and COVID coming back, and I'm going to get to this James Comer, Biden crime family stuff and other things, but I got this email, and I'm not sure what to do about it. Dear Jarhead Jesse, please help. I'm a young patriotic male who has come of military age, and I feel that I have a calling to serve. I had heard from you and others how bad the military has become, and I'm well aware of what I would be walking into. I wish there was a place where I could serve that would provide the same adventure, but I simply don't see it. You're suggesting becoming a cop or sheriff in the past, but the amount of adventure I would experience goes way down as I move out of commie areas into small-town red America. I am at a loss. Should I grit my teeth, join up, or reject my calling and settle into a sedentary life of comfort? P.S., he says, I love this kid already, I would choose the Marines if I joined because I'm not disabled or gay.
Change your people.
Why are you gay?
All right, quit. So I get that email, and I'm staring at this headline right beside it. Here's what the Naval Academy students are learning in their gender and sexuality class. And what I am right now is incredibly torn. I am torn because this young man wants to go experience what I did, what so many young men and women have experienced before him. He feels called to serve. He wants adventure. And did you hear? I get people arguing with me. Women will argue with me when I say young boys crave danger. Did you hear? He doesn't want to go be a small town cop in a red area. Why? It's too safe. It's too safe. If he's going to be a cop, wants to be a cop in New York City, L.A. Wants to get shot at. Wants to experience danger. I know, ladies, I know it's hard to understand. I can't explain it myself. That's how we are, especially as young men. It's how we are. He wants to experience adventure. I am only going to say this to this young man. If you feel called to serve, you feel called, then it doesn't matter what me or anyone else on the planet says about it. If you're called, then go serve. Period. End of story. If you can find a different way to serve your country and your community, even with some adventure, maybe that's something to look into. Maybe if you don't want to be a cop or a fireman or something like that, maybe missionary work. Heard a story yesterday about these two women who were just murdered over in Asia doing missionary work. Very dangerous. Very spicy. Look, you never know where that's going to go. Many dangerous ways you can serve. You feel it has to be in the military? Then go to it. I am going to read you this one, though. I just thought maybe I should read this, too. Dear Shogun, I'm a little behind, but I heard your veteran suicide episode. I think you're right over the target on this. While I'm immensely proud to be a Marine, he said he was an 0311. That's a grunt, infantryman, rifleman, stud. 2005 to 2013. During the country going crazy in 2020, I told my mom I was ashamed I ever put on the uniform for the ungrateful tyrants ruining my country. I felt, and he said I still somewhat feel, betrayed by the people I volunteered to put my life on the line for. To compound the issue, while in Afghanistan, I distinctly remember being told we can't cause harm to the poppy because the Taliban forces the farmers to harvest it and we don't want to ruin their lives, but instead make it possible for them to grow different crops. Now come to find out the Taliban just burnt them up anyway. Beep these people, beep them all, is what he said, and he didn't use the word beep. He then goes on to say, I will do everything in my power to ensure my boys never talk to a recruiter. One uncle served in the 80s, one in Vietnam. My grandfather served 20 years, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, in the Air Corps, Air Force. His brother, his great uncle, jumped into Normandy. If I control it, the legacy of service dies with me. Guy said, thank you for putting the words to the feelings. I'd understand if you don't read this, it's a little long. He asked me not to say his name, and I won't. I'm not here to tell any young man or young woman not to serve. Service is honorable. It can straighten you out, improve your life. And probably more importantly, when I struggle with this, I struggle because of how many great young men and women are currently in. And they need help. They need people to their left and to their right who are going to stand with them if the crap hits the fan. And it looks like in their lifetimes, it very well may hit the fan. So I want them to have the good people fighting beside them. All I can tell you is my sons will not. If they turn 18 and join, I can't stop them. If I have any say or influence in it, they simply will not. Period. My sons will not put their lives on the line for the U.S. of gay. They will not put their lives on the line for Ukraine. My sons will not put their lives on the line for Barack Obama or Mitch McConnell or any of the rest of them. Period. End of story. Call me when you need us, all right? So, my dog's not going to put his life on the line with regular dog food. I know that. What, Chris? I'm not going to risk my dog's life by giving him dog food without Rough Greens poured on it because I love him too much for that. I want Fred to be a big, fluffy meathead for as many years as humanly possible. That's the reason I give him Rough Greens. He's not even three yet. And the wife will already do this thing where she looks at him all sad and I'm all, what's wrong, baby? And she's saying, I don't want him to die. What am I going to do when he dies? To which I start yelling, it's 10 years away. What are you talking about? But I'm going to get as many years as I can. I'm going to get those years because of Rough Greens, because it's a natural nutritional supplement I pour on my dog's food. It's the only way he gets vitamins, minerals, omega oils, probiotics. We've seen a physical difference in our dog since we started giving him nutrition, which makes sense, right? Amazing what happens when you finally get some nutrition. Call them for a free bag. You just pay for the shipping. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or you can go to their website, roughgreens.com/Jesse. Keep your dog around a long time, all right? With Rough Greens. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I need those Mexican things. The maracas? Is that the thing with the like ball at the end that has kind of beads or something in it that makes it? Are those called maracas? Can we get some maracas for the studio so I can shake them? I definitely need some of those. Put it on the corporate card. We'll tell the suits it's for the show. Absolutely. Absolutely. These are needs. You want to feel better about something? We'll get to some more emails. You want to feel good about something? I know that we look around at everything. All the news is always crappy all the time. You know, Biden's in charge and the commies are running everything. It's all just a big ball. It's a whole lot of that. And, you know, the president doesn't know where cities are.
It's good to be almost home. You know, I wouldn't have been elected to the United States Senate in the first place were it not for Philadelphia. That's not a joke.
Oh, Philadelphia really helped those Delaware voting numbers. Anyway. So obviously there's plenty to feel bad about, but you want to feel great about something. You know that you're a happier, more contented person than all the evil people on their side will ever be. You know that? Even they're rich and famous. I know that you look and you see private jets and steak dinners and diamond earrings and whatever the case may be. And it's tempting to think we look at them and we think to themselves, look, Joe Biden, he's got Air Force One and Secret Service for life, and it's all just jets and dinners and life's good. And we think to ourselves, man, Joe Biden's got to be so much happier than I am. But Joe Biden is miserable and has been miserable forever. Communists, all of them, from Joe Biden to your liberal Aunt Peggy, they're all miserable. and they have to live in a constant state of misery, because sometimes in order to keep your system membership card, you want to keep that membership card. Sometimes, well, remember, you have to pay dues. The system membership card comes with dues, and you don't know what those dues are going to be. Part of keeping your system membership card at this point in time is acting like you care about COVID and taking a bunch of stupid steps and measures to prove that you care about COVID. And these people are going to suffer paying their system dues in ways that you will not. We mentioned the Medal of Honor ceremony Joe Biden had earlier today. He's sitting up there on stage with a mask on. This is a 9,000-year-old man, give or take a year or two. So no question he's in the final years of his life. Again, I don't want anything bad to happen to him, but years of his life, that's very fair to say. Given his cognitive decline, he's on the way out, no question about it. And instead of doing what he wants to do, because he has to pay his membership dues, this 9,000-year-old man had to sit up there on stage breathing his own breath and heat in and out with his mouth all hot and miserable. Joe Biden, I want you to take heart in this, is so much more miserable than you'll ever be.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms. As far as the steps he is taking, since the president was with the first lady yesterday, he will be masking while indoors and around people in alignment with CDC guidelines.
That's Joe Biden. We talk about Fauci, about how he's gotten so rich and powerful, and all those things are true, and how much he loves COVID. But listen to this annoying little dwarf getting embarrassed by CNN on television.
How worried are you that people will not follow advice to wear masks if we get to that?
I am concerned that people will not abide by recommendations, and we're not talking about mandates or forcing anybody. So I would hope that if, in fact, we get to the point where the volume of cases is such and organizations like the CDC recommend, CDC doesn't mandate anything, I mean, recommends that people wear masks, I would hope that they abide by the recommendation and take into account the risk to themselves and to their family.
Yeah. Dr. Fauci, you're going to see him publicly with a useless mask on. A mask he knows is useless, but he's going to walk around wearing one because in order to keep that system card, that system membership card, he has to. Let's go back to this guy I played earlier, Dr. Gupta. Just what, Chris? That's a fun word to say. Listen to Dr. Gupta.
Real quick, if you will, who needs to get a booster and when?
So all of us need boosters. So 6 months of age and up, we're going to have boosters by the end of this month, hopefully. And those will protect, we believe, very strongly against these new versions of the virus.
That guy's going to give himself a heart attack or a stroke because he has to keep his system membership card. Think about that. That shot that you're going to refuse this time, that you wouldn't even consider getting or giving to a loved one, that guy's going to go get his. And he probably deep down doesn't even want it. But he understands that membership card can be taken away at any moment. These people are going to live through COVID again in complete and utter misery. Jill Biden tests positive for COVID. Why are you even getting things still jammed up your nose, you weird freak? Major university will kick students out of dorms if they get COVID-19. Los Angeles County health officials open to reimposing mask mandates. Communist after communist after communist is going to live this next season of his life in complete and utter misery. And you are not, because you are free. Put a smile on your face. That better make you feel good. That better make you feel good as drying off with a 6-piece towel set from MyPillow. Because that is really the ultimate in anybody's day. When you get out of the shower and you feel clean, grabbing your MyPillow towel and just knowing is that USA cotton absorbs all that water and it's so soft and fluffy on your skin, knowing that you're supporting not only America, but a company that actually loves this country. And they're normally $79.98. Right now, they're $39.98 or $39.99. I'm sorry. That's 50% in savings. MyPillow.com. Click on the big, it's huge. The Radio Listener Special Square is huge. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square and use the promo code Jesse. That's how you get your hands on the greatest towel set ever. Again, all USA cotton. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. How many other places can provide American stuff of that quality at those prices? Let's go with zero. Oh, and if you're not a website person, you can call them 800-845-0544. Some emails next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of taking it to the limit, federal government, please take it
the
away.
The Treasury Department saying that the federal deficit right now is up 122% from a year ago. It's currently, year to date, at $1.6 trillion and still rising. Meaning we're spending more than we're taking in.
That's not good. Let's just do some emails. Shogun of the Live Read. I just signed up for Pure Talk for my wife and myself. Let the bar eat, and I will. I have a question about the Japanese, quote, surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. With everything going on with the Nazis, etc., why do we have no idea that Japan might attack us? I know there were no satellites or drones or anything, but didn't we have spies, etc.? It's unbelievable that the whole Japanese Navy could sail across the Pacific. He said, I realize it's a big ocean. And no one had any idea. Listen, thank you. Okay. I realize we touched on Pearl Harbor a little bit earlier in the show, so let me take just a quick second on this. One, it's actually a really cool story. Awful because it's Pearl Harbor, but kind of a cool story how they did it. You can picture Japan. You know what it vaguely looks like, right? That string of islands. Well, you know it kind of runs north to south. Japan has a very, very diverse climate, if you will, meaning the south gets hot, real hot, plenty hot. The north, frigid, very frigid. Not only frigid, gets really, really foggy and snowy up in northern Japan. They took their invasion fleet and they stashed it in northern Japan. They hid it up there. Now, it wasn't as if we didn't know anything. That was not the case. And we knew tensions were very high with Japan. We even knew that they were mobilizing for something, but mobilizing for something and crossing the entirety of the Pacific to attack our fleet in peacetime is totally different. Totally different. That's one. So that's one. They stashed everything up there. Two, you said, you know, this is before the era of drones and satellites and things like that. But let me tell you something. even today, you could cross an ocean with a fleet without a satellite or a drone detecting it. Now, we have radar today. I know we had radar then. It was just, in fact, it's a big reason why we end up beating up the Japanese so bad in the Pacific, because we had radar and they didn't. But that was the beginning of radar. Anyway, so I know we'd find the ships and we'd find the radar and whatnot. But people do not understand how vast the oceans are, especially the Pacific one. They just had no idea where the fleet was. And I'm as guilty as anyone else. Look, I watch all the spy movies too and all this stuff. We're so used to what? We're just so used to, oh, I want to know, is this guy picking his nose? Well, hey, just go to the NSA, Johnny. And he does a couple clicks of his keyboard. You're laughing because you know I'm right. And he pulls up his satellite. Oh, yes, it looks like we're zooming in now. Looks like he is picking his nose. They don't know where everything is. They don't know what's going on the ground in certain places. Do you know that a lot of North Korea's nuclear program, and this is just one country, this applies to many countries, is a mystery to us? Why? Oh, sure, we have some satellite images that look like that certainly could be a nuclear facility they build into that mountain or in a bunker, but without people there on the ground giving you real-time information, you don't know. The Israelis. You know the Israelis are understandably concerned about the Iranians getting a nuclear bomb, right? Well, the Israelis, they also understand they can't rely on just satellites. They can't guess and do hypotheticals. They have to know whether the Iranians are going to have a nuclear bomb or not. That's why they routinely, and we don't find out about this till after or if they get caught, that's why they have spies on the ground in the nuclear facilities, because you have to have intel on the ground. And that's today. That's the year 2023, when everybody's a spy who has a smartphone and a camera. And I bet you, Chris, that Google Earth thing where you can look at anything on the Earth, I can use that on my phone, right? I can pull that up on my phone. Okay, so right now, if Chris gave me his address, I could pull up on my smartphone and look at a picture of his driveway, I'm sure. And because of that, we think we know everything, and we just do not. We do not. Now, take that back to 1941 technology at Pearl Harbor. We didn't know. There's just no way to know. How are you going to know? Especially when they don't declare war. And there were guys, it should be noted, in our military who brought up, hey, you know the Japanese, you know they could attack us, right? Hey, you know they could attack us in Hawaii. And it was, for the most part, simply laughed off. It was laughed off. We lose sight of how vast the ocean is. I brought up that I've been doing a bunch of reading lately on naval combat and things like that. I'm in the middle of a fight right now in this book I'm reading. You know, these ships are shooting at each other from 22 miles away. 22 miles away, and they're shooting at each other. You can't see 22 miles. I can't see 22 miles. And they're not only shooting at each other, they're hitting at each other or coming close. The ocean is huge. And it's a very common thing. Sometimes naval battles ended because one guy just simply boogied and no one could find him. I don't know. He's gone. We lost him in a storm. Dear Dr. 6'8" balding ninja. That's not very nice. If you can't use your Hellcat and had to rely on a specific knife, which I know you also like to carry, what sort of knife would you use for self-defense? I like a lot of the spring-assisted ones, so on and so forth. What do you prefer, Great Oracle? Well, I always have to consider concealability, because I do try to at least look like a normal person when I'm not doing this. So again, I just live a normal life the same way you do. I go to the grocery store. We go out to eat. We go to church on Sunday. I go to the kids' Little League games. I do this, all the stuff you do, that's the stuff I do. So I can't have a sword hanging off me, which is obviously what I would prefer. I got a knife actually from my sister. It was freaking sweet for my birthday. My birthday was July 20th. My sister got me a knife. Here's a nice little plug for them. It's called the Speed Goat. The knife is called the Speed Goat. That's not the name of the company, Chris. I'm sure people will look it up. Speed Goat. It's this blade, great quality blade. You cannot believe how light it is. Unbelievably light. And it's got this great little snap-in holster where it fits in. Oh, the Montana Knife Company. The Montana Knife Company got, she got me a Speed Goat from there. It's sick. It's so light. And it has all like 6-7 feet of cord that comes on a handle, which you want. It's great for survival. You never know. I never know I'm wearing it. The Speed Goat is great. I really go for ease a lot. That's part of the reason I switched from the Glock to the Hellcat. It was really nothing against the Glock, which I still love. It's not like I threw it in the trash. Trust me, it's still locked and loaded and ready. The Hellcat is just so much slimmer and lighter. It was just better for me to carry. Who knows? Maybe I just didn't have enough chalk. Maybe if you're, look, maybe I should have kept the Glock and upped the chalk. That's all there is to it. Maybe I didn't have the T levels necessary to handle the Glock, which was bigger and heavier. And now it's definitely bigger and heavier now that I got a light on it and everything else. All I need to do is double my male vitality stack, which I take every single day from chalk. No, seriously, guys. Every day. Make chalk part of your daily routine. That's what it's become for me. That's why I don't even know how long I've been on it now. Well over a year. It's part of my daily routine. When I finish breakfast, I take my male vitality stack from chalk. Period. End of story. Today, finished breakfast, lifted weights, male vitality stack from chalk, washed it down with the protein drink. Testosterone levels are free falling. Yours don't have to be. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. I'm telling you the difference in your life, man. Ladies, the testimonials I get from you, they're incredible. About just the energy and focus, how great your mind feels. Female vitality stack, I should say, for the ladies. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. So get a subscription because only suckers and losers pay full price for things. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Go get you one. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're at the final segment already on a Tuesday of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me and should love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can download a podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. I meant to play this earlier. I didn't get to it. I kind of got distracted by the sound of my own voice. James Comer, in his investigation into the Bidens, this is a little long. I may stop it once or twice, but I do want you to hear this. Listen to this.
Were you all ever given access to the form 1023 that alleged Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were a part of a bribery scheme with Ukraine? The reason I ask that is because that allegation is consistent with what we've seen in Romania and other countries where they set up all these shell companies and then they launder the money through the shell companies back down to different Biden family members. So I wondered if you knew about that form before it became public.
So I can speak to that. So in my original transcript, I wouldn't have been able to say that I knew anything about 1023, but I provided a supplement after I saw open source information from the former Attorney General Bill Barr that said that he saw this document and they sent it to Delaware for further investigation. And the team, as far to the best of my knowledge, never saw that document.
So the team that was in charge of investigating the Biden family for tax crimes never received the FBI document that alleged Joe Biden was involved in a bribery scheme?
You know, for the IRS investigators on the case, the answer is no.
Is that odd?
I mean,
everybody knew you were investigating the Bidens for at least tax evasion.
Generally speaking, if there's any types of money coming in and there's a criminal tax investigation ongoing, I don't see how that information could be withheld from the investigators.
And I can tell you,
Just brief you on this before I'm not going to let him finish. the federal government, DOJ, FBI, had in its possession a document detailing the Biden family corruption, and they kept it away from the people who were supposedly investigating Hunter Biden's crimes. I'm just going to once again say there is no United States of America anymore in the future unless the FBI goes away. A criminal organization this vast and powerful can never be allowed to continue to exist in any form. I didn't say break it up. I didn't say reduce it in size. I didn't say just fire the management because of all the great men and women at the FBI. This organization has to stop existing and stop existing now. Part of the reason I'm so grateful for organizations, honestly, like the Acervo Project, because when you talk about things like this, you think to yourself, well, man, who's going to be out there? Who's going to be out there stopping the bad guys and saving the good people? Well, you know about human trafficking, right? Kids. Average age of a trafficked kid is 14. The Acervo Project is out there as we speak. As you're listening to the sound of my voice, they're out there rescuing these kids, finding them. They have a tip line at theacervoproject.org. They're finding them, rescuing them, getting these guys locked up for a very, very, very long time, and offering education services to people, speaking at schools, churches, educating kids on this dangerous online world out there. $14 a month is what they need to keep going, to keep saving kids. TheAcervoProject.org, A-S-S-E-R-V-O, TheAcervoProject.org. It is unbelievable the level of cover-up that has taken place. The entire government is in on it. The entire government. It's friggin' wild, man.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Short-staffed Austin police urge robbery victims not to call 911 as crime ravages the city. Tell me who you voted for. I'll tell you how much I care. Austin is this city in Texas, if you're not aware. They are famously blue. It's this famous Democrat stronghold here in the, quote, red state of Texas. They're proud of how blue they are. All Democrat, all the time. Well, not my problem. Tell your 911 operator. Mexican officials place a slab of the Berlin Wall next to the U.S. border as a lesson. You know, the Berlin Wall was to keep people in, right? Just to keep people in. Anyway, ACLU sues Indiana over denial of sex reassignment surgery for inmate who strangled 11-month-old to death. Yes, the ACLU is an evil organization. Gunshot victim at White Sox game reportedly snuck weapon in by hiding it and her fat folds. I had no idea Whoopi Goldberg was a White Sox fan. Top Georgia Republican shut down GOP attack on Trump prosecutor. This is Brian Kemp. Kemp, governor of Georgia, hates Trump. Trump hates Kemp. Trump has publicly blasted Kemp forever. Kemp's publicly blasted Trump forever. The bottom line is neither of those two are ever going to help each other out. And that's part of the whole catch more flies with honey thing. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Democrats push to subpoena Jared Kushner's Saudi-backed investment firm. That's probably a good idea to go after Jared Kushner's investment firm. Xi to skip G20 summit in India. That's Xi Jinping, by the way. China is to send Li instead. So Xi isn't going, but instead he's sending Li. I guess they could just cross out a letter in the name and then you're good to go. Bombshell report finds Chinese spies tried accessing over 100 DOD facilities. The level of compromise within the U.S. government. Remember that story we read you last week about how the secret documents from the Biden administration, almost called him O'Biden, which probably would have been appropriate. These documents from the Biden administration keep getting printed in the Iranian state newspaper. Golly, we are compromised. U.S. deficit explodes as the economy grows. That's the headline in the Washington Post. As the economy grows. Yes, it's definitely the growth of the economy causing the deficit to grow. That's for sure it. New York Governor Kathy Hochul's under fire for New York City's migrant crisis. I love these sanctuary cities and states completely flabbergasted and at a total loss for how to deal with all these people that border states have been dealing with for, oh, I don't know, ever. Senate set to return to a drama-filled September. Here's a reminder to you that, yes, things are bad, and federally they're really bad right now, but the GOP is going to, they're going to vote for a funding of the federal government. It'll be a temporary funding. They'll pretend like that's a win. And every single GOP House member who's about to vote to fund this federal government, including the DOJ that's persecuting Trump, every single one of those GOP members has a primary election coming up next year. So just a heads up, you're allowed to run against these people and defeat these people. Primaries, baby. Primaries. Now for you, email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and we will do it again tomorrow. I promise, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.